This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, y'all, very exciting hour coming up. Believe it or not, he's not, you know, he sent me this message that he's been AWOL. That's absent without leave. Apparently he didn't have permission. No, he's been so busy that I said, You shouldn't even be here, honestly. As much as I want you here, he's like, he probably thinks I don't like him anymore or something. That's silly. But no, we're going to hear about this project that he's working on. And I did some taping as well for it to help out. And my gosh, this is going to be so powerful, so important. You're going to be wanting to pay attention to the moment it gets ready to release. We're going to get to that in a moment. But there are upcoming events I just need to go through really quickly here, including, let's see, there's this, let's see, what is going on? Oh, yeah, there's that big thing starting March 15th, COVID secrets thing. We've got you linked up. Super Don sent out messages for everybody. Please sign up for that. That's wonderful. That's free. All of it is free. If you go to the upcoming events page, you will scroll down and see there are online cardiovascular events. This weekend, New Orleans, Louisiana, 3rd through 6th, we are dealing with the IAOMT Spring Conference. I'm going to be speaking on regeneration as well the next weekend in Nashville, Tennessee. And I've got to find a way to sneak Ty out from his basement so I can at least give him a big hug when I'm there for that weekend event. But I'll be speaking on regeneration there with a bunch of our other friends. And then we've got the other online events. Then back in Utah, April 22nd, 23rd, the Be Healthy Utah event, two-day event at the Mountain America Expo Center. And it's basically in the Salt Lake area. That's going to be amazing. And I look forward to seeing y'all there. We've got free tickets for that event. So if you are or will be in the Utah area April 22nd, 23rd, let Super Don know, and we'll find a way to get you some tickets for free. And if not, we've got discounts, too. Also, Rashid Butters, as we've heard from him from time to time, not much, but he's got 4th Annual Advanced Medicine Conference, Memorial Day weekend in San Antonio, Texas. And my buddy Michael Badnarik, we plan to have a reunion there. He was the presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party in 2004, and it's always a great time to get together then. And Atlanta, back in Atlanta. Get to see Mom. Give her a big hug. Thanks to Tia Severino. Next Steps Conference, June 3rd and 4th. Tickets go on sale tomorrow, so you want to get plugged into that. Tomorrow is encore day because I got to fly to New Orleans for the event, and then Friday we'll be live from the IAOMT Conference. And there's more than that to come. So there we are, and here he is. Ty Bollinger is back!
What's up, RSP? That was kind of like the ending of the drug commercials where they say, may cause rectal bleeding, swelling, inflammation. You know, it's like this long list of things. That's kind of like what that was, except it wasn't as painful.
Oh, thank you. I just wanted to rush through it because I'm so anxious and excited to have you back on the show, my brother. So you
had I was just saying, yeah, you really rushed like they do, except I can't talk that fast. I can't talk that fast like they do at the end of those commercials, but... Yeah, it's good to be back, man. We've been really busy working on scripting this Propaganda Exposed, which is our new docuseries that will release the 1st of May. And as you mentioned, thank you for doing some shooting for us this weekend, not shooting like pow pow,
yeah,
but shooting some film and filling in some gaps for us. It's funny, speaking of pow pow, I had to take Charity to the kinesiologist today. Because she was at dance class and she got dropped on her head and she had pinched a nerve in her back.
Ow.
And a couple of vertebrae were jammed together. So Chris Motley, you know Dr. Motley.
Yes, yeah,
he's
great.
You got it all fixed up, no problem.
That's great.
But on the way over there, you know, I always carry with me And so on the way over there, you know, I had my pistol there in the truck, and she looked at it, and she's like, pow, or she goes, fire. And I was like, shoot. And she's like, fire. And we're like, that gun must be defective because it hadn't killed anyone yet. Because don't you know that guns are, so it's just funny listening to Charity say stuff like that, because she's just, she picks up on that, because they talk about gun violence. There is no gun violence. It's people violence.
Exactly. Just using the tools. Hopefully appropriately, as we do here and recommend. But I'll tell you what, the shoot that I did on Saturday, I did that. I was like, you know, I got a little taste of what you're going through every day, right? You hardly come up for air in preparing for this docuseries on propaganda, things that need to be told now, more importantly than ever. And so filling in the gaps is the least I could do to help, because this is just too dang important. We've been at this for a long time, Ty, and we got to get better at our communication skills, more comprehensive whenever possible, but really backing it all up. And it's so important to tell the stories that have been lost to generations because, what? Propaganda. They've replaced the real story and real history with stories that keep us ignorant of how we get to be enslaved, poisoned, captured, etc., or even killed by government. And our founders knew that government was the great danger and evil. It would be captured by men that are not godly and not following God's edicts and listening to the Spirit, but following their own whims and their greed and their wanton lust. And, of course, they would use the power of centralized bureaucracies to take over and control other people. And we're witnessing that in the era of COVID like never before on our own soil.
We really are. It's just it's incredible where we've fallen the last couple of years. But at the same time, I think it's really incredible where we're going, because I think the Great Awakening is beginning, and this is going to help. This docuseries is going to really help awaken a lot more people. But I think you probably feel it too. It's like everybody seems to get it now. It's like they're not buying the lies anymore. The propaganda that we've been sold. So that's why this documentary is just, I think it's coming out at the right time. And again, thanks for filling in the gaps. As you can see from the questions that I gave you, you can see that we're going to go down the rabbit hole quite a bit.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, you're digging deep. You're not holding back, and we need not to hold back. Now, you're on a PC, not a Mac, correct? You're like Superdon. Superdon, can you describe to Ty how he can boost the levels of his microphone? Seriously, because it's so quiet that even with that booming Ty Bollinger voice, people are having trouble hearing him, and I don't want that to be the case. He's like, I don't want to be AWOL when he's actually here. What are you trying to do? Oh, you put on headphones? Okay, let's see if we can plug that in and make it work better.
Try that, if that's any better.
Check it out. Let me see. Better? No, same levels.
Is that it? No, it's not picking up the microphone.
See, I hear Superdon perfectly, and yours is low. But there's a very simple way to do it, and Superdon can describe it, and everybody who has a PC will understand if you don't know how to turn up your
Robert Scott Bell Show tech support.
Yes, right? We're doing a little computer.
It's the RSV Show Geek Squad.
Computer chat with Superdon and Ty Bollinger.
And did he freeze up?
Yeah, it looks like he froze up. But we get.
Are you still there, Ty?
Ty, can you hear us? No, he dropped. No. He'll come back.
Okay.
Anyway, that's the strangeness of redneck internet even to this day. Although it was but Batar had even worse internet, if that could be possible. It's like they have a competition. Who could have the worst internet, Ty or Batar? And Batar right now is in the lead. But we'll get this corrected. Let's see, what's going on in the chat room? Anything else as far as... I went on some semi-rants today, historical stuff. I don't know. I'll check the chat room. Oh, here you go. Ty, you're there.
Yeah, let's try that. I just rebooted the chat window.
Well, I see you're here again, but it's a microphone sensitivity issue. Superdon, real quick, describe the window to go to.
Yeah, so in the lower right-hand corner, you've got where the clock is, and right next to that is going to be the little icon that looks like a speaker.
Yeah.
You right-click on that, and it opens up a menu. You're going to go to Sounds.
Okay.
And then there, you're going to see a window pop up, and it's got a tab that says Recording. You're going to click on Recording. And then you're going to have a list of all your available microphones in there. You're going to double-click on the one that has the green check mark, because that's the one that is set right now. When you double-click on that, it's going to open up another window, and you're going to have a tab at the top that says Levels. And there should be a slider bar there. What's it on right now?
Okay.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
I just moved it up. Cool.
Bring it down a little bit. Now you're
bring it down just a little bit. No.
No, I can't.
Oh, yes, you can.
All right. How's that?
A little bit higher. Yeah. Should be
How about
good?
Right there.
Perfect. Dude, you're the man.
Cool.
Thank you, Super Don.
All right, cool.
That was Computer Chat with Super Don and Ty Bollinger. Yeah. I'm going to modulate
Don,
my levels.
Don, if you'll just send me your invoice, I'll... All right, cool.
You know, the thing is, it's funny about that because I'm on a Mac and Super Don does the PC. So we always ask the guest, are you on which one? Because it'll be me doing that kind of chat, computer chat for those on the Mac, because I know how to do that. And he does it on the PC. So between us, cool. We cover everything except I don't know if there's another type of computer we're not aware of yet. But for now, we're good to go.
It's like between, remember that movie with Tom Cruise, The War of the Worlds? Mm-hmm. He's talking to his son. Or his daughter, and he says, you know, between me and my brother, we know everything. And he said, ask me a real hard question. And she asks him something. He goes, no, just ask my brother.
Yes.
All the hard stuff goes to Don, right?
Yeah. Speaking of brothers and sisters, of course, there's only one brother among the sisters of your kids, right? And that is Bryce. And you sent me, he's 2-0 this year, his sophomore year in college. And he's like throwing a number of strikeouts. I got to see some of it too. I actually watched one of his games live against my alma mater where they won, which was fun.
Against Emory.
Yes. And then they won against Emory and Henry, which is a different Emory. I just have to say, you know, tell Bryce how proud I am of him. He's doing amazingly and his elbow seems to be holding up this year.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll let him know that Uncle RSB says that and, he appreciates the kind words. It's funny, his two wins this year are against Emory and then against Emory and Henry.
Yeah.
He pitched, and he had a no decision in between those. I went down to see him at Covenant College. As you can see, if I get real close here, you can see my nose is just peeling right now.
Cause that's sunburn?
That's sunburn. Yeah. I went down and it was on a Saturday that he pitched and it was a noon game and it was 39 degrees, but it was bright sunshine. And I got, my face got charred.
You got a winter burn. Yeah.
39 degrees. Yeah. I just didn't think about it. So, and so we just filmed the studio shots for our docuseries this last weekend. And so.
Makeup.
I did the best I could. It's like, I don't look great anyway. It's like, nobody's going to be disappointed.
It'll be all right. It'll be all right. By the way, I didn't mention this of all the things that, former President Bill Clinton now endorses weed. Before he didn't inhale, now he's like all in on CBD with a little THC. Isn't that funny? Yeah,
okay.
Apparently. Yeah. In the Cannabis article about that, he was talking about it with Sanjay Gupta, who still a numbnut when it comes to flu but and COVID. But Bill Clinton now says, oh, yeah, despite being putting people in jail for it in the 90s.
Let me tell you something, man. If I had to deal with living with Hillary every day, I'd be smoking one like as big as this every day. I would need it.
Just to get by. Oh, my God.
I have no criticism of anybody that has to deal with someone like Hillary Clinton. Just smoke all day. Mm-hmm. That's fine.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So I know, you know, we've had some episodes of you out and about or out and about in Tennessee for the most part, mask-free, but there were certain areas or certain companies or grocery stores that were a little onerous in their mandates and things. And it seems like even out west, some of the school mandates are finally falling down. I think this is focus group tested. I don't think there's a sincere bone in, the Democrat Party establishment. Again, the higher-ups of Republicans, I don't have much nice things to say about them either. But specifically about masking children and adults, mask mandates are falling fast because I think they said, this is not a winning thing for us. We've got to pretend we never were for masks or something. This is it's like, how fast can they drop masks?
It's really incredible how they've flip-flopped so many times on the masks while they'll tell you they've never flip-flopped. And their position's always been constant, but it's changing all the time. One of the biggest hypocrisies that I saw, and I don't think we've been on the air since I saw this because I've been AWOL, but it was the Super Bowl or the NFC Championship game where you had Mayor Garcetti and Governor Newsom.
Both.
They were there,
yeah, both
in L.A. at the stadium, maskless, taking pictures with Magic Johnson and a bunch of celebrities. Meanwhile, they were locking kids down at school in Oakland that didn't have masks, segregating them, making them have classes in the gymnasium if they refused to wear a mask. Meanwhile, you know, they're just following the example of their governor and the L.A. mayor that weren't wearing masks. But it's okay for the elites not to wear them, but they make your kids wear them. You know, one of the interesting things that we did this weekend that will be in the docuseries is we talk a lot about the dangers of masks in the first episode. And I got a CO2 detector, carbon dioxide, and I put a mask on. I had to find a mask. I didn't have a mask. I had to go get a mask because I don't wear them. But I found them. I got a mask, and I put the CO2 detector, the little measuring thing, right by my mouth, underneath the mask. And in less than 2 minutes, the levels of CO2 were over 10,000 parts per million, which the EPA says is dangerous over a prolonged period of time, over a couple of hours. And that's what the kids are breathing every day.
Mm-hmm. So the question is, why are they going to still make me wear a mask in order to fly to New Orleans tomorrow? Right? Why did they just drop it at this point? It's like they acknowledge, we're done, it's over, all right? But I don't see them rolling it back on the federal level yet.
They're not, you know. They will, though. They will, though, and it's all political. It has nothing to do with science. It's everything to do with politics. That's one of the things that Ed Griffin said in one of his interviews or in one of the roundtables. You probably remember. I think it was in Orlando. Mm-hmm. He said, I began to see all these IG Farben and Big Pharma and cartels and all this, and I realized that it's not about the science. It's about politics, you know, and that's what's going on now, and that's why they will roll these back, because this is an election year, mm-hmm. and they're getting so much pushback that the Democrats will roll this back and act like that they never were in favor of masks, because there's so much pushback now against the masks. They will roll this back on a federal level eventually, sooner rather than later, I think.
In the meantime, who's on the hook to pay for the hundreds of millions of masks they gave away for free in aseptic containers? Oh, no, they're just dumped in bins for anybody to grab and put on and put right back in the bin. How far from science do you have to get when you look at these things? And yet there are a lot of people still wearing masks despite it all. And I think, you know, the program, the constant fear-mongering, I don't know if everybody's going to recover. Some people will never go without a mask again, like maybe a Joy Behar, although that's another another story.
There's other issues there that we won't dive into. But, yeah, it's almost like the masks with certain people have become kind of like their Linus security blanket. Mm-hmm. Like they don't feel comfortable out without a mask. I was just, you know, like I said, Charity and I were out today, and we looked next to us in one of the cars on the road, and person by themselves wearing a mask. It's mm-hmm. like, are you kidding me? And you know, one of the things that we know is that it was an MIT study showed that particles from viruses are still in the air 48 hours after someone's in a room. And in hospitals, when they sanitize a room, they wait 20 minutes before bringing in the next person. So whether the virus is real, it's causing COVID, you know, we won't even get into that. Let's say it is, and that the science is there that it is. The hospitals should be waiting 2 days before putting someone else in that room, and they're waiting 20 minutes. It's all security theater. It's kind of like the hospital version of the TSA. It's theater. It doesn't keep us safe.
Well, and what are we going to do for Gen Z that may end up, because of the economy, not having the ability to make a job in a private free market? They may end up all going into the military.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky pleading with Western nations to close the skies over his country. He also asked for help directly to members of Congress, asking for military planes and other support. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin on that call, the Democrat telling NBC's Meet the Press it was surreal.
To have a person there on the front lines, taking mortars every day and basically seeing his people being slaughtered and willing to withstand all of this and fight back, and all he asked for was basically, just help me, I'll fight my own fight, just give me the tools to do it.
Meanwhile, a second attempt to evacuate civilians from a city in southern Ukraine fell apart due to Russian attacks. Russian and Ukrainian forces had agreed to an 11-hour ceasefire, but Ukrainian officials say Russians had closed the corridor. Former Vice President Mike Pence, during a speech in New Orleans, says there's no room for Putin apologists in the Republican Party. This is USA Radio News. A star basketball player faces years in a Russian prison. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
Russian authorities have arrested star WNBA player Brittany Griner after finding cannabis oil in her luggage at a Moscow airport. Texas Democratic Representative Sheila Jackson Lee criticizes Russia for the move.
Anyone that is killing and attacking and destroying Ukraine, their neighboring country that is not bothered and has no right to hold Ms. Griner.
If Russian officials rule Griner guilty of transporting drugs, she could face up to 10 years in a Russian prison.
American gas prices have surged to its highest level in more than a decade. AAA says the national average for a gallon of petrol is $4.01. Some parts of the country are paying more, however. California's gas price average is now more than $5 a gallon. Actor Mitchell Ryan died Friday. He was 88. Ryan was the villain in the first Lethal Weapon movie. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I don't know, to fight Russia, who knows what the way with Biden's going. But there's an article here about Gen Z. They talk about the Nintendo generation. I don't even know if it's called Nintendo anymore. They're probably a little behind on this article out of the News Nation now. And it says that that generation is at risk of greater risk of injury because I don't know. They've been sedentary, yeah. They're afraid of germs. Yeah, they're wearing masks as if they're going to stop bullets, basically. I mean, that's the equivalent in terms of viral particles. You know, how is a nation going to defend itself? And we're not into, you know, invading other countries outside of defending our country. But How do you expect to have an army to protect you when the generals and the DOD and the Pentagon's more concerned about that their hashtag woke enough to not offend people who have gender pronoun issues?
You know, fixing to say that they're too concerned with making sure that they use the right pronouns. It's not looking good. You know, I think it's my brother sent me. It was on some social media. It was a video of some guy in downtown Kiev, Ukraine, and talking about there is so much shooting and fighting going on there, but it's not the Russians. He's like, everything they're telling you about what's happening here is not true, which makes me believe what he's saying, because that's our whole premise with propaganda exposed, is that they lie to us about just about everything.
Right.
He's like, the Russians are not in here fighting and attacking us right now. Zelensky passed out tens of thousands of weapons to civilians, and many of them were taken by gangs. And the gangs are down just destroying, killing people and fighting for turf in downtown Kiev right now. But it's not the Russians. It's the Ukrainians that have gotten a hold of weapons because Zelensky gave everybody military weapons. So it's not what we're seeing on the news.
Super Don, have you been monitoring anything on Kiev? I know that the mainstream media we cannot rely upon. Are you frozen, Super D, or are you just not moving? I'm just looking at his picture. Yep, you're frozen.
I'm meditating right now.
Meditating. No, you're actually, your lips are moving, but I can't hear what you say, or vice versa.
It's ventriloquism.
No, I am curious about that, because we cannot rely upon any mainstream media sources for reality on what's going on the ground. We got to look at what actually is, what people are, you know, actually through their phones, etc. What are they seeing? What are you seeing?
Well, and that's actually what I've been relying on for the most part. There is stuff that's going on in the mainstream media. I have seen columns of tanks and things that have been destroyed and stuff by Javelin missiles. I've actually seen the fighting that's going on from people's cell phone video, people that are actually there on the ground. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't mean that there isn't gang stuff going on in the cities and stuff like that. But I have personally seen video that I would consider reliable. That does show that the Russians are involved as well. It's probably a combination of both, would be my guess.
I agree with that. I've seen videos that look authentic. Like, yeah, I mean, there's definitely Russians are there, and they're and I've seen some stuff getting blown up, and there's definitely combat going on. This guy was just, his perspective was that right there in downtown Kiev, the big issue is not the Russians. It's the arms that were given out by Zelensky to gangs. That now have weapons that are fighting for turf in downtown Kiev, and it's not the Russians there. Well, but yeah, the Russians have certainly invaded, and they're definitely destroying stuff too.
Well, and what I've said about Putin as well as Zelensky, I mean, they're all basically their own version of mafia control of government, enriching themselves. Putin became the wealthiest man maybe in the world. I don't know if he still is, but not because he's a great businessman, but because he's a fearful leader within government, knows how to play the system from KGB on out. And these are all people that are not in it for their own people, even though people say he's a Russian nationalist and he believes in Russia as a country. Yeah, he might believe in that more than Biden believes in America. That might be true. But at the same time, Biden plays the same game. What did he do? He utilized his son and his positions of power to enrich his own family and his own wealth. And they used the Ukraine to do it. So how different is Putin from Biden, based on what we're seeing?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's not a leader anywhere that I look up to and respect like somebody that you would want as a mentor. I mean, they're mostly, if you get to that level, you've got a certain level of corruption, most likely. Then you probably got several skeletons in the closet. So, one of the things I was talking to my brother on about a couple of days ago, and it was that whether it's Russia or Ukraine, whatever side you're on, if you don't care, I mean, it's like, is that our place to be there? I don't think it is. I think that a little bit better use of our military would be, why don't you put it on the southern border and stop the invasion of illegal immigrants on our southern border? And that was one of the wildest things that Biden said last night after he called them Iranians instead of Ukrainians.
Right.
Is that he said, the only way we're safe is if we protect the border. I'm like, this is coming from the guy that opened the border a year ago and is letting, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, the Hatfields and the McCoys, the feud, the legendary feud in Kentucky.
Have you seen,
I don't care. I don't care about it. That doesn't affect me. But then my brother made a point. My mom's maiden name was McCoy, so we would have to be on the side of the McCoys. But
okay, I didn't know that.
But you get the point, right?
Yeah.
You get
now,
the point.
Have you guys seen the memes coming out? Like all of the, you know, the Hollywood celebrities and others are going, I stand with Ukraine, right? All of the things. I stand with Ukraine. Oh, how dare Putin and Russia do this thing?
Yeah.
And yet, how many of those stood up for their own freedom in the last 2 years in America against usurpation of your own bodily autonomy and integrity? You stand with Ukraine. You wouldn't even stand for yourself and your children and your community to not be molested by pharmaceutical jackals working through government agencies from the federal, state, and localist of local health departments. And you stand with Ukraine? If you stand with Ukraine, then Ukraine has no chance. You know, as the evidence by your willingness to stand for your own bodily autonomy in America.
Yeah, and based upon our mantra that whatever the mainstream and whatever Hollywood tells us is wrong, then I can't stand with Ukraine if they are. Then I can't be on that side. I may not stand with Russia either. I'm agnostic on this. It's not our fight. Just like the Hatfields and the McCoys have been quarreling for hundreds of years and they have continued to quarrel, it's not our fight. Bring our boys and girls home, and if you want to deploy them, put them on the southern border and stop the illegal immigrants from coming through.
Yeah.
And make them come through legally. I mean, I'm all for immigration as long as they do it legally. That's fine. But, you know, they can – one of the things the TSA said – or came out with a few weeks ago that was just absurd, was that they can use a warrant for arrest as valid ID to fly in the United States once they've come here illegally. Did you see that?
No, that you can't make that up, can you? That's not made up.
I'm curious. The TSA, the head guy at the TSA, David, I can't remember, his last name starts with a K, said that if you get here illegally and you need to fly, that an illegal alien can use a form, an ICE form 200, I think, which is a warrant for their arrest as proof of ID, so they can fly on a flight.
Dude,
you can't make this up, man.
I don't want one of those, but seriously,
you can't make it up. It's ridiculous.
You know, and it isn't xenophobia that says we want to control our borders. If you don't have a border, you don't have a nation, and that's under the law of nations. One of the things you have to have is a border and some level of control and some rules around who gets in, who doesn't. You know, they're bringing a little bit of fentanyl in, and a little bit of fentanyl can go a long way to kill a lot of people.
It's nothing against a particular race of people coming over either. It's just come here legally. When we lived in San Antonio, I mean, by far the best workers that we could hire to help us build a barn or pick up rocks in a yard or whatever were the Mexicans that were there from Mexico. And a lot of them were illegal, right? So they all worked cash only, whatever. They were the hardest workers and some of the nicest people. So it's nothing against Mexican people or people that have darker skin. It's just you got to come here legally. But they're hardworking people, and a lot of them are coming here because things suck so bad where they're at in their country. They just want to have a good life. So you can't blame them. It's not their fault. I'd probably do it myself if the border was wide open and I lived there. I'd come across too, so I don't blame them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so hypocritical for Biden to get up at the State of the Union last night and say, the only way we're safe is to secure our borders. Coming from the guy that dissolved the borders a year and a half.
You know, a lot of Canadians have left Canada to come to America and Mexico to gain some semblance of freedom.
Yeah.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, well, Daryl Wolf, right? Daryl moved from Canada down to Ixtapa. You remember the movie with Morgan Freeman, The Shawshank Redemption, Timothy Robbins, The Shawshank Redemption? Remember at the very end where they take off to Zihuatanejo, Mexico? Remember that?
Yeah.
Zihuatanejo? That's where Daryl's at. He's just 5 miles from Zihuatanejo on the Pacific Coast.
Wow, nice. Well, I'm pleased to hear our friends from Canada that got out. And there are a number that did. And if you couldn't make it to the United States, some of them made it to Mexico, and they're doing really well in certain areas. And there was a lot less restriction, from what I understand, in Mexico over the time. And they certainly lifted the limited restrictions they had a lot earlier than even those that were enforced here in the United States.
Yeah, and it's beautiful down there. Daryl sent me pictures of where he's at, and he's got it going on down there. I'm really happy for him. He seems to be very, very happy down in Mexico, and it's a beautiful place.
Yeah, DACA Detox. Remember our buddy DACA Detox. We need to get him on for an update. That would be great. to hear from him again. So in the midst of all of the work, what is the time frame of expected release of this, you know, the deep dive on propaganda and history that, you know, nobody seems to have been raised with, right, that this docuseries you're working on?
Yeah, so we're going to release first week of May. So we got 2 months from now and a lot to do in that 2 month period of time. But we're going to release first of May. It's 8 episodes. It's the first 8 episode one we've ever done. So it'll stand apart because it's 8 episodes as well. But May the 4th or 5th, I think, is when we launch it. So we'll be trying to hit a lot of shows during April to get a new audience. I think, you know, there's a lot of Patriot shows that guys and gals that have podcasts that are for more of the freedom crowd than than the health crowd at this point that will be really interested in this, because it goes into a lot of the stuff, the QAnon, a lot of the conspiracies. Now, some of them are conspiracies that aren't true, and a lot of them are conspiracies that are true.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to hit a lot of that stuff. Those audiences are going to really eat it up.
Okay, and so beginning of May, and of course we'll be getting updates along the way, and if you need any help beyond what I've already done, please, you know, let me know, my brother, because it's so important to fill in the gaps of history that are causing us to be, let's say, a much weakened position moving forward, more vulnerable, if you will.
And you're going to be in every episode, man. I had gaps in every episode, so you're going to be prominently featured in the.
So if you're in England listening on UK Health Radio, when Ty says "mind the gap," he means me.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you love them enough to turn off your music, and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Scott Bell Show.
Again, this test and treat of Biden, does it get any clearer that he's a pharmaceutical stooge? And yes, even though we like some of what Trump did, I'm not still to this day thrilled about the warp speed that he set up, because he was deceived as well about sorcery, pharmakia. We're all vulnerable potentially if we are not rooted in principles of natural health and healing, and that the body was created of by God and is perfect in terms of its ability to protect. If we give it what it needs, remove that which it doesn't, and of course we're more microbe than man, we should be a little bit more humble.
Well, you know, you mentioned stooge. That's so funny, because doesn't Biden remind you of somebody that would have been perfect on the current day three stooges?
Absolutely. Yeah,
just would have been perfect as a stooge. I mean, he could have just—he wouldn't have even had to act. Just put him out there.
No makeup required or anything.
No makeup required, man. He's there. He's there.
That's amazing. All right, so one more story here. Scientists again, more big pharma control, more sorcery. ABC News is reporting that scientists are working on a combo flu and COVID-19 shot, but don't expect one this fall, because it sucks so bad. Now, next fall is going to suck so bad, too. Remember, the COVID jab didn't work. It was more deadly than COVID. The flu shot doesn't work. And, of course, if you get 5 flu shots, they say over your lifetime, you're increasing your risk of neurological degradation, including Alzheimer's. I don't know if it was 5-fold, 10-fold, 50-fold, or 100-fold. This is, again, a disaster that they just can't let go of. And I don't know who's still buying this, but certainly mainstream legacy media. Why are people watching these things? We won't succeed until every last CNN viewer becomes a listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Maybe then we'll succeed.
Well, it's so absurd because, you know, if you remember in 2020, the flu went away. There was no flu because everything was COVID.
Yeah.
And now that people are starting to wake up to the COVID scam, the flu's coming back. And so now let's get a combo flu COVID shot. It's just, do we need any more vaccines? I mean, how many vaccines do you really need? I'm surprised that humanity made it this far without because vaccines are relatively new, right? Less than 200 years old. So, surprised that humanity made it into the 1800s without vaccines. I don't know how we made it without all these needles.
Yeah. We're all dead and living in a simulation. Of course, the flat earthers out there, God love you, by the way, already say that. So let's carry on here. Super Don, as we wrap up this hour, we'll do a little bonus round. And Ty, I know how busy you are, so I'm not even going to ask you to stay, but you're always welcome to stay. How is Charlene holding up through all of this?
Oh, she's great. She's working on other stuff within the company and working on, you know, we filmed this weekend together and she's busy with Charlize with her cosmetic line as well. So yeah, she's busy too. So we're rocking it and rolling it and we'll get there. We'll get there and the Propaganda Exposed is going to crush it, I think.
Right. Kathy C. was asking, tell us the name of the new documentary series you just mentioned, but go ahead and say it again.
It's called Propaganda Exposed, The Truth About Health Freedom and Big Pharma.
Dude, that says it. That's what we need to know. All right, Super D, any announcements before we wrap up here with Ty?
I don't think so. I think we covered it all. Looks like my camera's frozen again.
No, you're good. You're moving.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, no, I think we're good.
Okay. Well, folks, there's a lot of upcoming events. And
I just sent you over the logo so you can check it out there, Super D. I'm sending it to you, Robert.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, we want to let everybody get excited about it because it's going to be a great docu-series for sure. And a little bit, a focus that goes deeper into deeper and broader because the whole basis of what we've done about truth about cancer, truth about vaccines, all of these things, Ty, it's like what underlies all of that is propaganda. How does it manifest? Mm-hmm. So, oh, there it is. Oh, that's great. Look at that. Propaganda Exposed. The Truth About Health Freedom and Big Pharma. Cover-ups, coincidence, censorship, COVID cancer conspiracy. This is great. Yeah, I think this is, if anything, to say it's timely is an understatement, but, you know, folks had to go through what we've been through in the last 2 years to maybe finally be open to see all of it in one almost fell swoop.
Yep, I agree. It's time, so we're excited about it. I'm glad you're a part of it, brother.
Thank you, and big hugs to Charlene and the kids. Hopefully we'll get to see, even if it's brief, when we're up in Nashville in a couple of weeks from now. And, you just let me know when you can show up for your outside-the-box events, right, together?
I will get there somehow.
Okay. Sounds good, my brother. So we got to take a 60-second break and back for the bonus round, but Ty Bollinger gets to tell us what he – I love hearing from him at the end of every show that he's on.
Always remember that the power to heal, I almost forgot what I was saying, it's been so long. Always remember the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.